In this bulletin, just 7 more locally transmitted COVID cases recorded in Sydney's northern beaches. The United Kingdom and European Union reach a historic post-Brexit trade agreement. And in sport, Australia's cricket coach says they're more than ready for tomorrow's Boxing Day test against India. With the latest SBS News, I'm Alan Lee. New South Wales has recorded 7 new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases and set another record for the number of tests done in a 24-hour period. The 7 new cases identified in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. on Christmas Eve are all connected to the northern beaches, and 6 were already in isolation. State Premier Gladys Berejiklian paid tribute to those involved in completing the record number of tests.
Thank you to everybody who came forward and got tested. That's nearly 70,000 tests in one day. So obviously all of our frontline health workers, all of our pathologists who've literally been working through the night, not only to get those tests done, but also to give people results in a timely way. The system's really scaled up, and I'm incredibly proud of each and every one person who's involved in doing those tests, conducting those tests, the people coming forward, but of course also the pathologists who are working through the night to get those results back in a timely way.
4 of the cases are part of the Avalon cluster, bringing the total number of cases in it to 108. Queensland has recorded no new locally acquired coronavirus cases on Christmas Day, but a second person travelling on a super yacht in the state's north has tested positive. The vessel arrived in Cairns from the Maldives on Monday, and a female crew member in her 20s tested positive and was taken to hospital. Queensland Health has now confirmed that a man aged in his 30s from the same vessel tested positive today. A second recent international arrival in hotel quarantine in Brisbane has also tested positive for the virus. The superyacht case is now the centre of a police investigation. Victoria continues its run of 0 new cases or deaths recorded in the state over the last 24 hours. There are 10 people who are considered active cases who are currently in isolation or hotel quarantine. There were more than 11,000 tests carried out in the state yesterday. Victoria has now gone 8 straight weeks without community transmission of COVID-19. Overseas, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has told UK citizens he had a small present showing the newly agreed trade deal with the EU, which was reached on Thursday. In a Christmas message to the nation posted on Twitter, Mr. Johnson revealed with enthusiasm the document, the details of which have not yet been released in full.
And here it is. Tidings, glad tidings of great joy, because this is a deal. A deal to give certainty to business and travellers and all investors in our country from the 1st of January, a deal with our friends and partners in the EU. You remember the oven-ready deal by which we came out on January the 31st? That oven-ready deal was just the starter. This is the feast.
Brexit campaigner Nigel Farage, who campaigned for years for the UK to leave the EU, says he would rather that Britain hadn't signed a trade deal at all, but that the agreement is an improvement on anything else that's been put forward.
There are things here that I will not be happy with, of course, but, you know, as somebody who's fought for 30 years for us to leave the European Union, this is a big moment. It's a massive step forward. It's the end of the Brexit wars that have bedeviled British politics and divided families for all these years. And I think it's a big, historic, important moment.
Outgoing US President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have tweeted out their annual holiday message praising the coronavirus vaccine as a Christmas miracle. They thanked American citizens for their courage during the pandemic. Mr. Trump spoke about the vaccine doses now being delivered across the country and thanked those responsible.
We are delivering millions of doses of a safe and effective vaccine that will soon end this terrible pandemic and save millions and millions of lives. We're grateful for all of the scientists, researchers, manufacturing workers, and service members who have worked tirelessly to make this breakthrough possible. It is truly a Christmas miracle.
Mrs. Trump talked about the impact of the coronavirus on the nation and the kindness and courage that it has inspired. In sport, Australia are still heeding the lessons of their flat end to last year's Ashes competition and are focused on not faltering in the Boxing Day test. India head to the MCG after posting their lowest total in test history, an astonishing 36 in the second innings at the Adelaide Oval. With star opener David Warner still injured, Australia will take an unchanged lineup into the second test as they seek to go 2-0 up in the blockbuster series. Cricket coach Justin Langer told radio station 3AW the team is ready to go.
We've caught well, we've fielded well. It's always nice coming on off the back of such a good first test match. We knew we still had some work to do, but preparation's been brilliant. The pitch looks pretty good, so it's all exciting Boxing Day test match.
And Cricket Australia is yet to make a decision over whether to play the New Year test as planned in Sydney or to move it elsewhere as a result of the city's COVID outbreak. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, mostly sunny, a high of 34. 34 in Adelaide as well, and sunny, and mostly sunny in Melbourne with a high of 27. Sunny for Hobart, 25 the expected high, also 25 in Canberra with a possible shower. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, 23 the high, and much the same in Sydney with a high of 25. Also 25 in Newcastle, also partly cloudy. In Brisbane, partly cloudy and 28. In Cairns, a shower or two and a high of 32. And in Darwin, showers and a possible storm and a high of 32. And that's the latest news, sport and weather for this Christmas Day on SBS News. I'm Alan Lee.